Static.
Hey everybody, welcome to SAG Show, this is Bob.
Hey everybody, this is Miles Title.
From the Miles Title Show?
From the Bob Lament Show, featuring Miles Title.
Featuring Miles Title, alright.
Since it's, you know, Christmas, I want to...
You're in a giving spirit?
That's true.
Yeah, this will be the first show after Christmas. I hope everyone had a good Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever you said last time.
Yeah.
It's also, this will mark our 52nd show.
Is that right?
52 weeks in this year. This will be the last show, number 52, for the year. What do you think?
Wow.
Where has the time gone?
I know.
Remember last year, about this time, you were battling a great blizzard.
Yeah.
On your way back home to Chicago, where you used to live.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got snow up there now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
How much snow did you get?
Not a lot.
Not a lot?
Not as much.
Oh, okay. But, 52nd show. I'd like to thank everybody for listening this year. Going into the new millennium, Y2K, so if your computer doesn't crash, I guess you'll listen to us then, too. So what's going on?
I guess with Christmas just going past, we're going to try to stick with the holiday thing.
Yeah.
So I decided to go to my sister's house right before the holiday and do a little quick visit.
Yeah, you're going to visit them and...
And I was a little disappointed because somebody there was avoiding me.
All the dogs?
No.
From your last visit?
No.
Because you're the only person I know that can hump a dog's leg better than a dog can hump your leg.
Well, you know, that's inappropriate.
I don't know what kind of muscle groups you got, you know, working there, but man, oh man, you can get on the floor.
I can work it, let me tell you.
I saw you in a Chihuahua. Chihuahua didn't have a chance.
I want to tell you a little bit now.
All right.
So, my niece's fiance was avoiding me.
Okay. Now, why would your niece's fiance avoid you?
He was afraid that I was going to razz him about something.
Oh, you didn't want to hear you talking to him?
Yeah.
What were you going to talk to him about?
Well, I'm going to break tradition with this show. We usually don't talk about stuff that, like, we didn't witness or, you know, weren't really a party to, but I'm going to have to kind of break tradition here.
So you're going to do kind of some hearsay?
Yeah.
All right.
This young man was up at my mom and dad's brand new log cabin house.
They got a new house?
It's fairly new. It's
okay.
You know.
Gotcha.
Up north there. And it was during Thanksgiving. And he was spending the weekend in the basement with some of the younger folks. And he felt the urge to urinate.
Okay.
There is not a bathroom in the basement.
In the basement of your parents' log cabin, there's no bathroom.
Right.
So they, like, use a jug or something?
Well, you're getting close. He for some reason, thought that all the other two bathrooms were occupied.
And he really had to go.
And he really had to go, so he decided to use the laundry tub.
The laundry tub?
Yeah.
Was there laundry in it?
No.
Oh, thank goodness.
A slop sink, whatever you want to call it.
What?
Some people call it a slop sink.
Oh, okay. So where the laundry empties out into the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he decides to use that.
So he's pissing in the sink.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my nephew catches him.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
I gotta go, man.
So no one has told my parents this, of course. So my new name for this young man is Dead Man Walking.
Why is that?
Because, well, I mean, if they find out he's dead, you know.
Well,
come on, I mean.
Who cares?
When you were engaged to your wife, would you whiz in her grandparents' laundry tub?
If I really had to go?
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, God.
Why not? It's a sink, right?
Yeah, but you don't whiz in someone's sink, man. It's that ain't right.
What, are they going to, like, fill it up with water and drink out of it?
It ain't right, man. You just don't whiz in a
it's
non...
It's just there's a drain and you...
Dude, no, that ain't right. Dude, that is not right.
What's wrong with it?
I mean, it's not right, man. You just don't whiz like that.
Why not?
You don't. It's just, like, against God's word or something.
What are you? Got a family full of plumbers?
You piss in the bowl, son.
You don't, man.
You know where that pipe goes?
You don't.
The lower class people drink out of that pipe. They drink our laundry water.
There's just some things you don't do.
I don't see the thing. Now, did he have to get up on a ladder or something? Or
I don't know.
Did he have to get on a chair?
I don't know how that happened. I don't know how it happened.
Let me ask you this question.
Yeah.
Was he sleeping with his future wife that night?
To my knowledge, yes.
Well, what the hell are you talking about? He's sleeping with his fiance and grandparents.
You're confusing the issue here.
He's, huh?
You're confusing the issue.
No, I'm not. The issue is you're saying that it's sacrilege to piss in the sink and
right.
You really got to go, but you can bang your granddaughter in the grandparents' house all you want.
Well. Listen, there's a difference between
what
sex and urination.
What are you talking about? There's
a
difference.
You piss
in one pipe, you spooge in one hole. What's the difference? I think you got some values out of whack here.
I don't. I want to vote on this. I want people to listen to this and vote.
You got the whole value system out of whack.
No, I want people to write in. I want Morris Higbee to write back in.
You got, like, you're mad about the... Pissing in the sink.
No, I'm not mad about it.
Hosing the granddaughter right there under their nose.
No. Wait, I'm not mad about it. I think it's funny.
Well, I'm just saying, you're saying it's out of whack. No, I
just want to kid the guy, you know?
You can't piss in the sink.
He's embarrassed about it, you know?
Well, I'd be embarrassed if the cousin caught you. Yeah, I mean, you know.
I mean, you know, so I was just trying to razz the guy, and he, like, totally, like, wasn't even there this weekend.
He just didn't show up because you were there?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Yeah.
Your little nephew would razz him worse than you could.
No, he's afraid of me, I'm telling you.
Why?
He's afraid that I'm going to tell my parents.
Oh, what are they going to care?
They will kill him. They'll crucify him.
They're whacked out, man.
I'm telling
They're
them.
Like Alzheimer's.
Dead
City
man walking.
Something. You're not supposed to whiz in the sink. I don't care how bad you got to go.
I'm calling up your mom after the show and asking her.
Yeah,
what
well, she said don't whiz
ray.
In the sink, but she wouldn't, you know, be letting us sleep together at the house either.
Well, that's a completely different moral
What's
issue.
What's the I don't...
It's different.
I know it's different, but it's totally... That's out of whack.
Porking and peeing are two different subjects.
Oh!
Yes.
It's all just liquids coming out of the same penis.
Oh, okay. You are... Oh. You... No. You're too liberal. You're too liberal.
What do you mean I'm too liberal? I'm just telling you.
You're trying to confuse fornication with urination.
He didn't pee on their laundry, did he?
Well, close to it. Maybe he was, like, you know, shaking it off and some drops got on me. I don't know.
Did he get spattered and spatter on it?
I don't know.
Oh, please. Man, you're just, that's, like, way uptight.
I don't know. It's not uptight. You just don't whiz on people's stuff like that, man.
It's just a sink.
I want people to email in, listen to this, email in, and I want to vote on this, whether or not it's the right thing to do.
Well, we're going to solicit emails. Please write in, see if it's, like, wrong, if you think it's really wrong to piss in a sink in the laundry area.
I think it is.
Is that a sink in the laundry area?
Yeah.
So it would be a basement-type laundry area, probably not real fancy.
Yeah.
Pisses in the sink.
Yeah.
Do you run some water and let it wash down?
I don't know. I don't know how he conducted it.
We'll just assume that he did.
I don't know.
Flush.
It's the unthinkable.
I don't see what the problem
is. It's like a whole Seinfeld episode.
I think George did pee in the shower at the gym, which
yeah.
But he peed, you know, when people were standing. Nobody's standing in the sink.
Well,
you guys got like a big ladle, a metal ladle. That you,
I think you have a who's whole thirsty? Moral issue.
Who's thirsty?
You are so amoral. You have no morals, man.
Hey,
you're not invited to my house anymore because I'm afraid you're going to whiz on stuff.
Hey, how do you know I already have it?
I know. Now I'm going to start washing stuff with ammonia.
Hey, you know, I'm not whizzing on my kid's hand.
That was an accident. Okay, that wasn't even my fault.
Well, this guy had to go. It's either like...
Well, yeah, but... Yeah, but he could have went outside.
You don't want him whizzing in his granddaughter's mouth or anything.
Oh, God.
Honey, do me a big favor. I can't whiz in the laundry sink. Would you handle this for me?
Oh, man. Oh, my God.
Well, let's move on to something. Email in.
This is turning into like a debate show.
Email in. Tell us what you think about that.
This is like point counterpoint.
Yeah, I think it's pointless.
Bob, you ignorant slut.
Email us in. Tell us if you think whizzing in the laundry sink is a bed. Let's move on to some more wholesome fare.
Please.
Whizzing in the granddaughter. Okay. So anyway, it's Christmas time.
Yeah.
And we were out at the mall.
Yeah.
And we decided to take our daughter to see Santa.
Okay.
No whizzing involved here.
I didn't say anything.
Actually, there was whizzing involved.
Oh, no. Your daughter or Santa?
Santa.
Oh, no. No.
So we go up, and there's like nobody there. Nobody in line.
Yeah.
To see Santa, and the little girls that... Santa's helpers comes over and goes, Santa's got to go visit the reindeer for a moment. He'll be back. So either he's taking a whiz or taking a dump, I guess.
Oh, no.
I don't know which one, you know, you say, I got to go see a man about a dog or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what Santa going to see the reindeer is all about.
Yeah.
And, you know, if it's number one, number two, or whatever.
Yeah. Oh,
so okay. Then we're waiting. And we're like, oh, yeah, we'll wait. So we're the first person in line whenever Santa gets back from doing his business.
Yeah.
Which he had to go down the mall, and so, like, everybody's talking to him and everything. He's probably, like, going,
well, can't Santa pee?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, well, hey, I'd say, you know, couldn't he wear a catheter or something?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
Kids gotta see, it's like getting up to Christmas here, gotta see Santa. Can't the guy just, like, put a catheter or something?
Too bad he didn't have a laundry tub next to him.
Yeah, I could have pissed him that.
Pissed him there.
So we were waiting,
yeah.
And then, you know, it took a little while, and we were going to get a picture taken, so we were going to discuss all that business. And so then Santa comes walking down the mall, and the guy who's kind of running the show there, I guess, starts giving the big wave for Santa to hurry up. This guy is just, he's like, come on.
Wait, Santa has a handler?
Yeah, Santa had a handler.
Oh, my gosh.
So the guy's like waving him in. Like, big time. Hurry up!
Like, he's running third base or something.
Yeah, well, Santa's not doing anything. He's like, I'm Santa, you know, screw you.
Yeah.
But the guy's really trying to wave him in. So this guy's, like, hassling Santa right there with us.
Yeah.
Thank goodness our daughter couldn't see that to see that, you know, Santa's getting hassled by the
man here. Yeah.
And so we get ready to go get the picture taken, and the handler guy kind of holds her for a minute, and she kind of, you know, so we get her calmed down.
Yeah.
And he's like, back her in. Don't let her see Santa.
Yeah.
Don't let her see Santa. If I freak her out, this guy's really going to freak her out.
Right.
Oh, that's great, you know.
Right.
So my wife backs her in. She can't see Santa. Sets her on Santa's lap and then goes off to the side. We're off to the side while she sits there. And it all is just, you know, terror in her eyes.
Right.
You know, this guy wearing all his felt and the fake beard is holding her, and she didn't turn around to look at him. She's looking at my wife
right. The
whole time, but it just, you know. So it was just really weird for her, I think, because she was wondering, how am I being held? But my mom and dad are out there. So it was kind of weird. Then the handler guy, I guess he's just there to get people going. I don't know. Maybe he's like managerial or something. But one of these young girls was the helper girls. He's like,
the camera, somebody, I can't remember her name, like Sarah or something like that. The camera? Oh, hey, yeah. And she kind of walks over and gets behind the camera to take the picture after we got this whole thing set up.
Oh, geez.
All in all, it turned out pretty good. She never saw Santa. She had kind of a scared look on her face, but
yeah, but
we got our picture, and then he ends up handing it to the wrong person. And like, oh, wait, give that back. And, you know, it was just, it was almost a fiasco. If there had been like a lot of people waiting for Santa,
yeah,
and there like been a lot of, you know, put, you know, people, oh, what did she say, and all this, it probably would have been worse than what it was. It wasn't too bad.
Oh, boy.
So, yeah, so I guess it didn't include pissing, because I think Santa did take a piss or something. I mean, there's no fly in those pants. So, I mean, he pretty much, you know.
Yeah.
He had to strip down to take a leak, so.
Have you noticed, like, each week there's, like, some mention of bodily functions?
That had been brought to my attention by a person that listens.
Really?
Yeah. Actually, they said, Miles likes to talk about his bodily functions a lot.
My what?
Your bodily functions.
Oh, well, yeah.
He's always talking about whizzing.
Wait, who
taking
said
a crap.
Who said this?
Well, I won't divulge the person.
Well, I need to know.
Well, I'll tell you later.
And I'll send them a bottle of whiz.
Hey, that could be a product we could market.
Bottle of whiz?
Miles Whiz.
Miles Whiz.
Miles, what do you think?
Whiz in a bottle.
Maybe we could, like, just make it lemonade or something and people could buy it as a joke.
Yeah.
Miles Whiz.
Why not?
That sounds good. Well, we'll take that as well. So write in about the whizzing in the sink. And if you'd like to have a bottle of Miles Whiz, maybe we'll work something up.